United States Senator Debbie Stabenow, Chair of the Committee on Ag, Nutrition, and Forestry. Good evening, madam. How are you?
Hi, Cheryl. I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing very well. I'm glad you're in East Lansing again. Or have you already
Absolutely.
Headed out?
Well, actually, I spent the day in East Lansing, and then we headed up to Frankenmuth. I just met with a group of growers and agribusiness folks up in Frankenmuth. So we're on the road.
Well, you always are. I've watched a lot of Storm Chaser video lately. You're like one of those little cars who you watch them go all over the Midwest.
That's a good description.
Well, and moving constantly is the point.
Right.
You were in town today to hold the first field hearing on the 2012 Farm Bill. Quite an elite group that met. You were also with Kansas Senator Pat Roberts. You, of course, are the chair of the U.S. Senate Committee on Ag, Nutrition, and Forestry, as I met. What kinds of things were you hearing today from the group in front of you?
Well, first of all, let me say it was a great hearing today. You know, the Farm Bill is basically the farm policy that we write every 5 years, and it's to how to help farmers. It's how to conserve our land and water and provide nutrition and new biofuels and energy and how to help rural communities create jobs. Really, all of it's about jobs. I mean, 1 out of 4 Michigan jobs come from agriculture. But today was a chance to showcase all of that. And, of course, we were at Michigan State University, the premier agricultural research university. And we heard, of course, from the president of the university, and then we heard from a total of 15 different folks representing all parts of Michigan, all parts of agriculture and nutrition and rural interests. And as you mentioned, Senator Roberts, who's my lead Republican on the committee, was with me from Kansas, and he was very impressed with all of the witnesses today and diversity of the witnesses and testimony. And it was, you know, this is one of the great things about chairing the committee is I get to brag about Michigan and bring people into Michigan. We had national press here today, some of whom had never been to Michigan, and we had a chance to really brag about our people and what we're doing.
Well, if this policy is redrafted and rewritten every 5 years, it has to be written right, doesn't it? I mean, these are important hearings.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, we are just beginning the process because it has to be passed next year, 2012, the updated, you know, the new 5-year plan. And so we're getting started now and going to take the next several months, both in Washington doing hearings. We had the first Washington hearing last week, as well as around the country. And it does have to be done right. And, you know, there's a lot of challenges. I mean, prices are high for commodities right now for crops, which is great news for farmers in terms of getting a fair price. But we have tremendous weather issues, you know, all over the country. And so much rain in Michigan that we're way behind in planning, and that affects you know, how much food will be available and what the prices will be. And we don't want any farmer getting wiped out because of a few days of bad weather, which is really an issue right now. So we need to make sure for all of our sakes, in terms of having a safe food supply, safe, nutritious food supply in America, that we have things in place that support our family farmers.
Now, I know you're early in this process, but what are you hearing from folks, changes that are needed in the policy or additions needed in the policy that will help them?
Well, we're hearing a lot about, you know, again, having a strong safety net. There's something called crop insurance that's important to expand upon, so particularly for the situations like we're having now with the bad weather and so on. Agricultural research is really growing in importance. We've got all kinds of new pests and diseases coming in because we're in a global economy and, you know, food and things are coming in from around the world. And so food safety issues and research are very, very important to help our growers, you know, help our apple orchards and cherries and blueberries and wheat and corn and soybeans and dry beans and everybody. You know, they're affected by various kinds of diseases. And that's where ag research comes in order to be more productive and to give our farmers the tools they need. And we're also, you know, seeing a real opportunity now in new advanced biofuels. You know, we did a tour this afternoon to the Great Lakes bioenergy research efforts going on at Michigan State. Very exciting to see the opportunities to use agricultural products to get off of foreign oil. We need some real competition for the oil companies. And, you know, right now if you buy E85, it's cheaper, and that's corn-based. And if you can, we can expand to other kinds of food stocks for and crops for making biofuels, we can, you know, not only help our farmers and it's better for conservation for our land, and it also helps us get off of oil.
Well, and anything we can do that is a step in the right direction, as we've seen this year, perhaps more so than others. You also talk about in some of these hearing materials that I've taken a look at, you know, you're talking about the ag business and so forth, but it's rural, but it's urban as well. It's all of us need to be paying very close attention to this.
Absolutely. I really think this is a part of our future in Michigan. It's not only arguably our oldest industry in agriculture, but the opportunities for us with food processing now, urban agriculture, what we're doing with community gardens and new food entrepreneurs creating new food products. And when you think about it, we grow a tremendous amount. Some of it we ship out to other states to process, and then we bring it back to Michigan to eat it. Well, that doesn't make any sense. We ought to be processing it right here. So that's, I know, a focus for the state. It's a priority for me. And it's really an opportunity for us to create jobs in Michigan.
Well, and you talk about the fact that this really, it's not just a farm bill, it's a jobs bill.
Absolutely. In fact, I view the farm bill as a jobs bill. You know, one out of four Michigan jobs in agriculture. There are 16 million people that have jobs in our country because of agriculture. So this is a big deal. And it's about jobs. It's about national security. You know, folks are going to war around the world because of the fact that they don't have food to eat. This is about our security here at home. And, you know, American agriculture, Michigan agriculture is involved in feeding the world right now, and that's also very important for our security. So this is a big deal, and, you know, for me, in Michigan and growing up in a agriculture community up north, you know, this is very much about who we are.
Is there a lot of room for growth in the agricultural sector?
There is. There's both in not only the kinds of crops, but in the productivity, our capacity to have more productivity on the lands that we have. And this goes to how we manage our land, how we preserve and protect our land and water. And it's also, again, biofuels, very important part of our future, using good forestry management practices and wood byproducts to make biofuels. We can use cellulosic ethanol. Right now, ethanol is used using corn, but you can use garbage and all kinds of grasses and wood byproducts and all kinds of things to make fuel.
Well,
and so it's a big part of our future.
Well, it's huge. Where's the next stop? You're on from Frankenmuth.
Well, I'm in Frankenmuth. I'm heading up to Tawas in the middle of the state, northern Michigan, tomorrow to talk with some folks who are involved in agritourism. You know, this is another big area for folks, folks that are opening up the farms, letting folks come out and pick their own, you know, berries, or letting the kids see farm animals that they don't get to see if they live in town, and all kinds of ways that we're getting agriculture involved in tourism around Michigan. So I'm going to do that and then on up to Alpena and then working my way all the way up the state.
Well, it's the Senator Stabenow Tour Unplugged.
Very That's good. Right. I'm going to have a theme song.
There you go. We'll work on that. As always, travel safe. A pleasure to speak with you.
Thanks so much.
Thank you very much.